It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show here from Fayetteville. Freddy's going for their third straight win over the Woodpeckers here at Segra Stadium. Eric Bach joined by the hitting coach Mike Habas after a dramatic 9-6, 12-inning victory last night. But before we get to all that, Mike, first of all, for those that don't know, Mike had a little accident the day before the season started with a ball ricocheting off a machine and ending up hitting him in the eye. Just for the people, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing better. This is a radio, but I'm just as pretty as I was before. The pain's still there, but my face, the swelling, everything went down, so it's hardly noticeable now.
Definitely barely noticeable. Even just a few days after, I was like, wow, it looks pretty good for a guy that broke his face. Yeah. But we're talking with Mike Habas here on Fred Nats On Deck. Back for a second year after the championship season last year, before we focus on this club, when you think about that playoff run and that championship, what's kind of the highlight memory that comes to mind for you when you look back on it?
It's hard to pick one because there was so many, because the group that we had, it was such a mix of guys. We had guys who were there when camp broke. We had guys go up. Guys come up to us from Florida. We had the draft guys like Siever King and Caleb Lomavita, Kevin Bazell. You know, we had a pretty hefty group from the draft. So it was nice to see the way that they blended. The one moment I think that stands out, and I think it's because I'm a hitting coach, was Elijah Green's home run in Carolina. We were kind of slow. It was slow get going. You know, we were down one. I think that was the one to tie it. And it was a first pitch slider. And he hit it pretty far to left field, and I think we were off to the races after that. That was something that got us going, you know, because playing in these situations with the young group of kids that we have, it's not easy to go out and get it, you know, because these are situations that these guys have never been in, and it's good for their development and their careers for baseball players, but so you never really know. There's still that feeling out phase. But when, you know, you put up a few runs and you have those big hits, or those, you know, I guess I'm just a hitting coach, but those 1-2-3 innings or things like that are a really good play on defense. It's like, oh, no, we can do this. We've done this for 6 months. Now we only have to do it for, you know, 5-6 games or whatever the case is. So it was a very special year.
I was saying to Sam Unger, the performance analyst, yesterday that by the end, I just had this supreme confidence that team was going to figure out how to win. And that's, I think, the vibe of it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is confidence, and a lot of it I wouldn't say luck, but it, you know, just having Sakura for the last game, it really helped in everything, because there was so much uncertainty that comes in the playoffs, and then also with the doubleheader and the rain and the, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to play two? There was a lot of it that went into it, but knowing that, oh, like, you know, that first game, guys played, you know, it was a hard-fought game, but just knowing that, hey, we still have Sakura, who, I mean, for as long as I can remember, at least, was really, really good. So it was special for the guys, and it was good, you know, for Jake and Jaime and Lordy, you know, the staff and everybody who was here before. It was fun to see them succeed at the highest level as well.
For sure. We talk with Mike Habas here on Fred Nats On Deck. First guy I want to focus on now is Orjeli Smota. We've played four games here this week. He has a tying or go-ahead hit in the eighth inning or later in three of them. What a start to his year.
Yeah, he's done a very good job. He's becoming a professional hitter, as I call it. You know, the tools are there. You look at him in a uniform, you just see him. You know, you come out here and watch BP or watch him take ground balls, he catches your eye. But the line drive approach that he has during BP, you know, not just trying to shoot the seats the whole time, you know, and you can see it in game too. And it's really helped him a lot. It's helped him in a lot of ways. It's helped him stay on the breaking ball. It's helped those moments, you know, those confidence that he builds during his work, it translates to the game with guys, because they're like, oh yeah, I've been doing this for 3 hours before the game, I can do it right now. So it's fun, and it's good to see him, because for the same reasons, you forget how young these kids are, and to see him perform in those late innings, you know, I know it's April, but to see him perform in the late innings and give our guys a chance, it's fun to see.
Couple of veteran college bats, Randall Diaz and Jackson Ross, have both gotten off to good starts offensively. What does their seasoned approach bring to this clubhouse that, as you say, is full of young guys?
Yeah, The big thing of it is the ability to control the strike zone. I think both of them do a really good job of, you know, attacking their pitches and controlling the at bat. You know, it's easy for guys to take a bad swing and then that's all they're thinking about the rest of their at bat. It's good to see, you know, nobody's immune to that. You know, they still do the same thing, but to see them, you know, swing at a bad pitch or be down 0-2, you know, Randall Diaz has done a really good job of being down with two strikes and just hitting line drives to right field. And that's fantastic. And guys may not know at this point what that is, but they see that and go, oh yeah, that's great. And, you know, it kind of gives a little bit of a boost. And then, you know, Jackson Ross, he can hit, you know, hits the ball very hard. So it's always fun to watch him hit. So I think just the, like you said, just like the overall approach when they go into the box, I think that stuff is contagious. Whether it's an older guy who's 22 to 23 in this league, or, you know, it's an 18-year-old, those at-bats are contagious. So it's good to have those guys around to consistently have those at-bats, and hopefully the lineup feeds off of it.
Mike Abbas on Fred Nats on Deck. Freddy's go for win number 3 this week. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.